following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour special debut. It's Tuesday, Superhuman Radio here. The website is superhumanradio.net. Bookmark it. It's where all the action is going on. Check it out. So today we have the Blueprint Power Hour exclusively, so we'll be able to go a little bit long. And if you are listening live and or on Facebook Live and you have questions for Coach Rob, you can ask them on Facebook Live. So check that out. We have a Jared is here. We want to let everybody know that Jared is here. We're going to do shout outs too. If you're on Facebook Live, just throw up the word here or shout out and you will see your name on the screen just like Jared just did. Okay, let's get it going here.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Big Rob, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Good, good. And Oscar J. Oscar is here, too. So we're giving shout-outs today. So if you're watching Facebook Live, just throw up the word here, and we will put you up there. The Superhuman Radio Network and the Blueprint Army in full effect. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Well, my shoulder is still hurting me, and this is going on a month now. But as I mentioned last week, it's just an opportunity to go on the offense, on the offensive, on squats, which I have done. Had a great squat workout yesterday. Couple, new twists on training I'll be talking about today that are really helping. I'm hoping it'll do the same for the listeners, but,
in fact, our first question today is specifically about leg training. So that's going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Anything exciting going on over at CoachRobRegish.com or Synthogen?
Nothing to pimp per se. I will say this. I don't know how many are left, but Synthogen is in a very low stock situation. Reponsicum carthamoids is harvested once a year in August. So it's not like we can just whip up more of this stuff. We're waiting on nature to a certain extent. So if you're a Synthogen fan, and I know there's a lot of you out there, and you're, getting down in your supply, you might want to pick up a bottle or two. It looks like we're going to be out. How long we'll be out, I can't say yet, but there will be at least a short period where we are.
Stock up. Be a hoarder. Be, as we say in Italian, be a gavone. Be a hog. So there you go. All right, let's start off with our first question. Comes from Steve Quink. He says, when training your legs, what are you doing these days? I saw the 800-pound-plus leverage squat you posted on Facebook. Very impressive, and you went very deep as well. How did you get there, and what are you doing now?
I have always had exceptionally strong legs, although, they're not overly big per se, and that goes back to my bone structure. It's just very light. But you don't just show up one day, right, squatting those weights. So we'll talk a little bit about how I got there. So from the very beginning, I knew I needed to gain weight. At nearly 6 feet and a 143, that point was hard to miss. So beginning around age 15 or so, and then straight through the age of 25, I absolutely ate my lungs out and trained to get as big and strong as possible. Now, I made a lot of mistakes along the way, but this kind of no apologies dedication to eating and training to get big and strong wasn't one of them. I thank God every day for it. It really is something that looking back has made a huge difference. Now, the very first program I came across was Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson. It's the classic 20 reps squats and milk program. So, I mean, how do you do better than that? I literally lucked into it. And, you know, that was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me at that point in time. Literally, you know, if you took a skinny kid looking to gain weight, I can't recommend a better program to start him on. I really can't, assuming he knows how to squat. I was so ashamed of my legs that I was willing to do anything and endure just about any amount of pain to grow them. So before I knew it, though, stretch marks were breaking out all over my body, and I was on my way. So I would say a solid base of 20-rep breathing squats was my foundation. Later on, I would learn that I could increase my 1-rep max following the workout of the month in back issues of Powerlifting USA, which, sadly, by the way, is out of business. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they've been... Man, Mike Lambert, my heart goes out to those folks. Together, I would say, those two strategies delivered everything I needed from 143 to 252 in 10 years. Okay. Now, a string of back injuries, though, would cause me to look for other solutions, namely the hip belt squat, so that never again, you know, would a back injury derail me. I milked those for probably 15 years with various progression schemes, and they served me well. Meanwhile, my back has been rehabbing by bridging. I have literally fixed my back with bridging, and I felt so good that I entertained the leverage squat not long ago, something that was new at my gym. I think I saw you perform it once, Carl, and I said, yeah, man, I wish I had one of these, and all of a sudden I did. So I was pleasantly surprised to find no lower back stress. It was a very smooth motion and very good for targeting the posterior chain. Last Monday, I topped out at 860 for a triple, and my lower back felt so good, I went and I did box squats for the first time in years.
I actually saw you posted that. You did box squats. How did it feel?
You know, it felt fantastic, so much so that I decided to set a goal of box squatting 500 pounds. It's important to note, though, that two things gave me that confidence to make that jumping off point. I have been rotating two leg workouts and tempo contrast training, putting more of an emphasis on the negative. Now, with respect to, you know, rotating those two particular workouts, I found, too, that when performed back-to-back, they result in unusually large jumps, in the amount of weight that you can handle. And those are closely guarded secrets of the Blueprint Army, but I can speak to the tempo contrast stuff, which has been huge. So after performing my max strength work, let's say on the leverage squat, it could be any squat, but, you know, 1 to 3 reps, depending. You immediately lower the weight and focus on explosive, ideally 1 second concentrics, but up to 6 second eccentrics or lowering of the weight. And that, given a study showing people that lowered a weight slowly, they built 3 times as much muscle and 5 times as much strength. There was another study I saw just recently, 3 second negatives have also been shown to elicit a 1700% greater increase in growth hormone versus people lowering the weight for only 1 second. Okay. That's just too much evidence now. There's just too much evidence now that lowering the weight slowly results in big gains. You need to be doing this. You really do. I would suggest 2 such work sets and shoot for around 5 to 7 reps per set, which if you're doing it for the prescribed tempo, that results in a time under tension of anywhere between 35 and 50 seconds, a time under tension that has been found very conducive to hypertrophy. So when you throw that in with those 2 workouts that I mentioned and add a stronger lower back and abs, been working the abs extremely hard, you get big, strong legs. And as you can imagine, big weights in virtually any squat movement stimulates muscle to grow all over the body. So it's little wonder that my neck, arms, and chest are at all-time highs. You can do it too, Steve. You really can. It's simply a matter of hard, consistent work done over time. You will get there too. Hope it helps.
Okay. The next, whoa. Why does it do that? It's like when I sit quietly for a while, the volume changes on my end. Then once I start talking, it goes back to where it belongs. It's some sort of balancing, audio balancing thing here. Chet Wojcik says, a few months back, you mentioned something called Tomatodine or Tomatodine. At the same time, I think you said you were just starting a bottle of it. So what's your take on it now?
Yeah, well, he's correct. My trial run of it is over. You know, it's run its course. Specifically, I was using a product by Anateus. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this lucky. Anateus Labs. The product name is Titan, which by label was 50 milligrams of Tomatodine plus 200 milligrams of Shilajit per capsule. Two a day was what was recommended. A bit more now on this purported active ingredient. Tomatodine is still new on the scene, and science is just beginning to emerge of what it can do. First and foremost, it's classified as a steroidal alkaloid that's derived from green tomatoes. And although it's been identified as having similar cancer-fighting properties as lycopene, that's not obviously why people are hot on it and using it. People are excited because there's evidence that it may be a potent natural anabolic. Studies have demonstrated in furry little creatures that not only is this stuff healthy for you, it's also amazingly effective at warding off atrophy and weakness. So here's a list of some of the things that they've seen in studies with animals. Increased skeletal muscle mTOR signaling, reduces muscle atrophy, enhances recovery, stimulates skeletal muscle cell hypertrophy, and increases strength and exercise capacity. So it brings me, what did I get out of it? Zilch. Zero. I mean nothing. In all candor, I should have researched this product further before ordering it, because at 100 milligrams a day of Tomatodine, the product gives you one-fifth of an effective dose, and it's not cheap. Now, there's a 24-page thread on Tomatodine and Titan over on Anabolic Minds. From what I have gathered reading through that, the company went back to the drawing board and now has a new product containing 150 milligrams of Tomatodine and 100 milligrams of Shilajit. Accordingly, people began experimenting with higher-dosed Tomatodine, one of which was Sanad Makis, a.k.a. Danes, on the forum. Sanad's been around a long time. He is meticulous in his documentation, and above all, he is honest in his feedback. So here was his comments. He said, I finished almost 2 months of 600 milligrams Tomatodine daily. For me, it did absolutely nothing, to be honest. And nowhere am I seeing people raving about this stuff, which is unfortunate because, as I mentioned, you know, the research studies are exceedingly positive. So here's the bottom line. If Tomatodine does work, it must have some inherent limitations in humans and or isn't absorbed very well. The only other thing I can think of is there's really no Tomatodine in there, which I, you know, have to think is a possibility. Considering Shilajit is exceptional at improving bioavailability because of the fulvic acids involved, I would have to call Tomatodine a non-starter. It's just a bust, which is really unfortunate because from what I can see, Anateus Labs put some real thought behind most of their formulas. I am aware of at least one other company that is vigorously pursuing a Tomatodine product. And yes, it'll be in the dosages necessary that you're going to need. When that becomes available, I will let everyone know. Right now though, they want it to remain hush hush. So I need to respect that.
So okay. I'm going to tell you why no one's getting any results with Tomatodine.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm interested.
I really didn't want to talk about this because I've been experimenting with myself and seeing some great results. Yeah. So Tomatodine only works when it's stacked with Bacondine, lettuce dine, and a little mayonnaise dine. So you got to make a bacon dine, lettuce dine, tomato dine with mayonnaise dine sandwich. And then it works.
Well, calories are anabolic.
There you go. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato, baby. That's what
Man,
you need.
You know what? It's just the latest in a long line of dismal, abysmal failures. And it really does suck because it looked great in the literature.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the things that worked before are the things that work now, and very few things that are coming forward really do anything exciting. And, you know, that's why you just got to stick with eating, sleeping, and training. That's the really, at the end of the day, those are the things you can depend on.
Yep. There's no question food builds muscle, and we're going to get into that point in a little bit later.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at superhumanradio.net. 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 We'll be right back. Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try, you'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Go, 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 G-Unit in the mix. Go, 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 go.
Okay, I need somebody out there to tell me whether or not they can hear the show on Facebook Live, because we have somebody who's saying the commercials aren't. They can't hear the commercials, which maybe that's a good thing, you know? I don't know. But the commercials are not playing through the Facebook Live feed, but the show is fine. Hey, we should charge extra for that. I just hear someone breathing. That is not me. No one's breathing on this end. We're killing the mics during the commercial breaks. So I don't know what to say about all this. Show is loud and clear. That is the important thing. Thank you, Seth Spanner. Okay, so let's get on to the next question at hand. This comes from Ricky Phelps. He said, I heard you talk about top range rack pulls before. Could you possibly go over it again and give me an idea as to how much I should be pulling? I'm around 220 pounds, 6 feet tall, and been training for almost 20 years. I'm excited to try some new things. Doesn't it matter what his top deadlift is before he what do you think?
Yeah, you know, well, I'll get into that, and this is a good opportunity to get to some of the finer points. But the top range rack pull, that's a lift that belongs in everyone's arsenal, although it's woefully underutilized and unappreciated. Essentially, what you're doing is setting a barbell on safety pins such that when you stand up with it, it comes just off the pins, maybe by an inch or so. You know, you should also be able to bend your knees slightly to get your legs into the movement, which differentiates it, I suppose, from the classic shrug. You also want to make sure to use wrist straps, as the amount of weight that you can hoist greatly exceeds your grip strength. So a lot of people ask about grip. I recommend a simple overhand grip, not mixed. Slightly bend the knees, and just stand up straight with it. There's no need to try and shrug upwards. Just simply stand there with it and feel it pull down on your traps and really your entire musculature. Weight jumps of around 50 pounds and performing just 1 to 3 reps total is ideal, in my opinion. As you get closer to maxing out, you can use smaller jumps in weight, 20 pounds or less. And don't forget, this is huge, rest at least 5 minutes between sets initially, and up to 20 minutes when you really, really start to pile on the weight and go for it. And I know a lot of people are going to roll their eyes, 20 minutes. Yeah, well, test it and see for yourself. You will absolutely be stronger resting at least 10 and up to 20 minutes when you're really pushing it. Now, with respect to how much weight you should be using, obviously that's going to depend on a lot of things. But what I can say is that in almost every case, a good starting weight to use is right around 400, 405. And you know, try to remember, you're just pulling it off the pins. It's not like this is a full range deadlift. And precisely because there isn't much, if any, trunk flexion, it's also an exceedingly safe lift. Every muscle in your body benefits. Even better, they have to, all of them, simultaneously contract to get that weight up. In fact, there's no other lift that I can think of does as much muscle contract against so much weight. Not even the leg press comes close. Now, here's a big one about frequency. This is one lift you're going to want to rest a long time before performing again. The heavier you train, the longer it takes. And I can tell you that a minimum of 6 days of rest out to a maximum of about 14 is ideal, you know, before repeating this lift. That may seem exceedingly long, but remember, you're not breaking down a lot of muscle with this one. You are taxing the central nervous system, though, and heavily at that. I pulled 825 for three my last workout, so it'll be 2 weeks before I try topping that again. There is one more benefit as well. Those kind of weights really put things in perspective. And 825 might sound like a lot. The bar does bend noticeably. But what immediately came to mind after I did this, believe it or not, was Wade Johnson. Yeah, and he came up in a question, as you'll see next. The man is 100% drug-free and has squatted over 1,000 pounds. And if you've seen the video of it, he looks like he's doing a negative and then a static hold. And then when he does go to stand up with it, it looks like he's squatting 135. It gives you a new appreciation for the accomplishment of others. And in the process, it really humbles you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
See, it's doing it again.
See, doing
I'm
it
just
again.
Gonna have to talk I'm more when you're when you're doing your thing.
When you're doing your thing.
Yeah, okay.
It'll correct. It'll correct now. See, it's corrected. Brian Hayes says, I really missed the show you did with Wade Johnson. Why did you discontinue it? And what were your general feelings about the show? That was the roundtable discussion,
yep.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show.
Roundtable on strength and hypertrophy. I still get people, obviously, here is a good example asking about it. You know, that would more accurately be described as featuring Wade, myself, and you, Carl, all contributing. And the show was a success, in my opinion, because everyone had a slightly different take on things. So let me elaborate on that. On the one hand, you had someone who started out almost as a pure ectomorph, myself. Then someone who's a classic meso-endo, right, Wade, and then Carl, you came at it right from the former fat guy perspective. So a simple question like how much volume do you figure is right for muscle growth, that engendered three slightly different answers. And that was also true for questions pertaining to fat loss, supplementation, and a broad swath of related topics. So you had a wide variety of experience also. Consider this, with anabolics. For example, at one end of the end of the spectrum is Wade, who is a lifetime natural, never touched anything anabolic, pizza being his favorite. You had myself, who only started experimenting with, I would call them modest amounts, around age 30, 34. And then Carl, you know, he's been very forthright in detailing use after, taking physical culture up later in life. You didn't have the benefit of training in your youth. In fact, I thought you made a fascinating point last show wherein you discussed use past the age of 40 or so. So to replicate what what I and many others experienced when we were young. So the long and the short of it is this. We each took different roads to greater muscle strength and health. Because of that, we each learned different lessons along the way, right? Wade came from a powerlifting background. I came from what's best termed as a power bodybuilding background. And I'm not sure how to describe your training history, Carl, but it's almost certainly was geared more towards fat loss and greater strength.
No, in the beginning it was all power. When I was diagnosed with my heart problem, I started studying powerlifters because powerlifters had the greatest amount of cardiac remodeling, especially when combined with anabolic steroids on top of it, but more importantly, just cardiac remodeling because of the heavy weight that they used all the time. The hemodynamics, the Valsalva, caused the heart to increase in its pumping ability. And I was trying to make my heart stronger. So I really did train as a powerlifter. Everything I did was low reps. You know, it was very heavy weight, very low. I mean, low reps, 8 reps. You know, I wasn't doing 12, 15 reps back then. I was doing 8, 5, 3s. I was doing singles, you know. I mean, so it really more power than anything else.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating, really. I mean, how far you've come in such a short period of time, it's awesome. So as to why we discontinued the show, I think, you know, we all felt maybe the show had run its course. What I would be most interested in is hearing more about how Wade has transitioned from his peak powerlifting years to what he's doing today. I know you've done shows on it here and there, and I do follow his YouTube stuff, which is incredible. But it's worth pointing out that throughout all of this, including his run to a 1,040-pound squat, he always took the time to help people out, right? Didn't he judge competitions and otherwise advance the sport of powerlifting as an ambassador? 100% class act. Class act. I would also be remiss not to mention how I was welcomed to the show. So let's think about this for a minute. World record holder Wade Johnson gets told he's going to be on air exchanging ideas with Rob Regish, right? Listen, there are no world records attached to my name, no Mystery Universe titles. In fact, I wasn't well known at all to anyone. And despite that, Wade welcomed me with open arms. And come to find out, we were on the same page on a lot of stuff. So consider also this one last point, and this really hit home with me. Of all the guys on that show, only one has squatted over 1,000 pounds. That right. guy also happened to be a lifetime drug-free athlete.
Right.
That's something for everyone to ponder as you consider what road you take.
Yeah.
So
I just want to put this back up and read it. Clay Tisdale, who listens to the show in California, says, Rob, that show was a success because you guys were genuinely honest about your training with no fluff, just giving it to us straight. I never thought about it that way. I guess maybe other shows have, I don't know, agendas or biases, or they're trying to sell supplements. I don't know what the issue is, but clearly people like that show. So maybe we need to dust it off.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, that would I would be real excited to revisit that.
Let's go ahead and hit the next question, since people are telling us that the commercials aren't playing, including you, right, Rob? You can't hear the commercials either when they're playing.
Nothing. This is a commercial-free episode.
No, it's not. It's going down on the podcast, this commercial. Commercial. So, but I mean, I don't know what the problem is. You know, this whole Facebook Live thing is exciting to me, but at the same time, it is just wrought with challenges and issues and technical difficulties and everything. So, you know, I just got to kind of live with it and overlook it. Aaron Vanderhoof says, what do you think of having long-range goals in strength training? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't plan 5 years ahead because you know the old saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are. Very, very true in my opinion. Now, that's not to say that goal setting is not a desirable behavior. It is. It's just that it doesn't allow a nice, predictable road so many of us would like. And that's particularly true of strength training, right? Gaining strength, muscle mass, and a whole lot of other factors. Having said all of that, I am a planner. So after setting a goal, I need to know how I'm going to achieve it. And more importantly, I make backup plans in everything in life. So having a plan B or C, as the case may be, it is absolutely key, because of this much I am certain. Things will go wrong. In short, you need to be adaptable and resilient in order to succeed. So let's take a look at a real life example. So I recently set a goal to box squat 500 pounds. Now that after not free bar squatting for years, given a back injury. But I learned a lot during that injury, from how to squat with a bad lower back, with the hip belt, to how to build work capacity in my legs via pushing this and pulling the sled, as well as how to fix my lower back myself with bridging. I also picked up some other tips along the way, like when you, Carl, suggested the inversion board, right? All of these things right now are waiting in the wings. Should I get injured again or something else happen in the pursuit to 500. Also, unlike many people that set goals, I'm reluctant to put a time limit on it because doing that can cause you to rush things, furthering the chance of getting injured. So unless you're training for a meet, I would suggest not putting a time limit on your goals, or if you do feel the need to do that, specify a range of time. Otherwise, like I said, I'm not putting a time limit on my stuff. I also started from a very precise, defined point. I box squatted 250 for an easy triple. And since I've squatted over 500 before, I'll have the benefit of muscle memory on my side, right? So for as long as I can, I'm going to be adding 10 to 20 pounds of workout, aka linear progression. At some point, of course, linear progression fails. Otherwise, you just add 10 pounds of workout and fall. You know,
yeah, and we'd have people squatting 4,000 pounds by now, right?
Yeah. Man, it looks so good on paper.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. So when the dreaded plateau comes, I'll be ready for it with not one, not two, but six different loading patterns that add between 5 and 10% to my one rep max. And I also, worst come to the worst, I have micro loading in my back pocket, which is to say, I had little customized plates made up where I can add as little as 1 pound to the bar. And those were bought through PDA, Piedmont Design Associates, highly recommended if you're looking to do the same. Here's the bottom line. To set goals is admirable, but you need one, a plan on how to get there, and two, backup plans and how to deal with setbacks. There's no other way, in my opinion.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and I don't know who's going to hear the commercials and who's not. This will be an interesting. This will be interesting for me to find out too. I'm going to try something different, though. I am going to mute our mics, and I'm not going to go to the little image. And I want to see if the, like right now, can people hear that music? I'd love to hear if you can hear the bumper music playing. Or is it just me talking right now? It's just me talking, Rob.
Just you talking.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resistance, disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today
today and save 25% off your first purchase. Kegenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I am baffled why the audio from the mixer board isn't going out over the Facebook Live, but it is what it is. If you want to hear the commercials, download the podcast, and you can listen to the commercials if you want to. Or you can subscribe to Patreon for $5 a month and get commercial-free episodes of every Superhuman Radio that we produce. It's pretty cool. Anyway, okay. So you couldn't hear any music or commercials just now.
No, this could be a conspiracy thing. Somebody's doing this.
Facebook, yeah. It's what's his name, that owns Facebook. Ken Goroshko. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He says, I don't have a lot of money for supplements. In fact, I put almost all of my money towards grocery shopping. Is there such a thing as an anabolic food? And if so, what is it?
You know, at first blush, food is food and anabolics are drugs, or, you all right?
Can you hear me coughing?
Oh, yeah.
I'm killing my mic.
Oh, yeah.
That's baffling.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
So at first blush, food is food, and anabolics are drugs, right? Well, consider this. You can gain tons of muscle eating well. And eating big. You won't gain much, if any, muscle. Shotgunning all the steroids you can get your hands on. And eating like a bird. So those are your two extremes, right? The situation is magnified even further when it's food versus supplements. And it's a lot bigger problem than you think. Consider this. I can walk up to virtually anyone in the gym. And they can rattle off in great detail telling me all of the supplements that you're taking and how much and when and yada, yada. Did that, in fact, yesterday. This guy told me he was using C4 pre-workout, whey shakes post-workout, creatine, glutamine, and an NO2 booster. I then asked him how many calories a day he was eating. Blank stare. So don't take my word for it. Try it in your own gym. You know, this is how it goes. in gyms from coast to coast and really all over the world. It's sad. And I commend you for putting an emphasis on grocery shopping versus supplements. Now, having said that, there are several superfoods that I habitually consume. Red meat, eggs, and salmon are at the top of my protein foods list. And that's whole eggs, by the way, not egg whites. Quinoa and protein pancakes, insofar as they're mixed protein and carb foods. And then there are what I call unusual anabolic strategies. Spinach, for example, contains ample amounts of ectosterone and other chemicals, which are speculated to accelerate muscle building. My all-time favorite, though, and this is fairly recent, are olives, specifically green olives. So here's the study I refer to when citing the benefits of green olive loading. Italian researchers wrote in the journal Immunity and Aging, you can lose a kilo of body fat and gain almost a kilo of muscle simply by eating 12 green olives every day. And they did that. A kilo lost of fat, a kilo put on a muscle. They did that in 1 month. So for those keeping score at home, that's 2.2 pounds of fat gone, replaced with 2.2 pounds of muscle in 1 month. That's really impressive. I'm not aware of a lot of supplements that can do that. The researchers who worked at the University of Palmero got 23 healthy people, and this was interesting, ages 18 to 65. They got them to eat 12 green olives every day for 30 days. And know this, the research was financed by the Italian government, which has been subsidizing research on the health effects of Italian foods, such as olive oil and red wine, for years. So in other words, this isn't some green olive manufacturer, right, doctoring data. It's the real deal. The researchers speculate that these effects are mediated by the olive CLA content, or conjugated linoleic acid. However, I found CLA does absolute jack in myself or anyone else that I know that takes the stuff. Instead, I would put good money on the fact that olives work due to their oleopurine content. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's a phenol that animal studies have shown to boost test lower cortisol levels and stimulate anabolism, increasing protein synthesis. Animal studies also suggest that it boosts the activity of the thyroid hormone, and possibly in that way it stimulates fat loss. So whatever the case, this is, in my opinion, an unbiased study that showed very favorable results, and here's the big one, in humans and across a very wide age range at that. You know, now, did I mention olives are cheap and tasty too? At least to my palate.
They're not cheap. They're not cheap at Whole Foods, man. Holy crap. No? They're crazy over there.
Wow. Well, you know what? Even if olives worked for just 1 month, they'd be worth it. As it stands, I suspect these favorable body composition changes play out more over time. You know, like having a slow release protein before bed. A dozen green olives a day is yet another little thing you can do to stack the deck in your favor. So, you know, just taken by themselves, these little strategies might not result in huge muscles, but taken together and practiced consistently for months and years, they add up to big things. So, you know, the next time you're in the supermarket, throw a big bottle of green olives into your grocery cart, Ken. They are my pick for the best supermarket superfood. You know, if it was just growing muscle or just losing fat, that'd be one thing. This green olives do both, and they, you know, they, what do I want to say? They increase the body's nitrogen retention. So there's a lot to like here and not much not to like. I've had great results with it. I've been doing it for, let's say, the last 3 months, and It's an easy thing to do. To me, they're tasty.
I love them.
And
I love olives. I love olives. Yeah. I think they're so good. And I like, but see, I know the green olives are the ones that they studied because of the oleoropein and other constituents in it. But I like black olives better. I like the black olives, like the Kalamata olives that are kind of like misshapen and they got the pit in them and they're really mushy. I love those. And I also, I'll tell you what else I love. I love the black Spanish olives. They have a buttery flavor to them.
I never had those.
Oh, you got to try them. You know, olive varieties are very interesting and very, very different flavor-wise, but they all seem to have those magical constituents that everybody likes. So olives are great.
They're for the taking, guys.
Just try to find someplace other than Whole Foods. Charges like $8 or $9 for a pound of olives. And you can go anywhere else and get green olives, the same green olives for $4 a pound.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how they reconcile with their pricing. I just don't. I don't understand it.
People are paying, though. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
People pay them.
Okay, so did we miss any questions, Rob?
No. I don't think so.
No.
I think we got...
Yeah, this is going pretty fast. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take our last commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to have the blueprint tip of the day. Of course, some of you will get commercials, and some of you will get silence, and I have no idea. Let me tell you something else. Hold on. So usually when I kill my microphone...
Yes, sir?
Where the hell... I'm trying to figure out what's picking up my volume. So
you
whatever is picking up my audio when I mute the board is probably the reason why there are no commercials going out. So I'll figure that out, I guess, after today's show. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash, a sharp smart mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You know, the more I do this Facebook Live stuff, I know it's all the rage and everybody's like building these huge audiences on Facebook Live. I keep coming back to the fact that the audio podcast is really the way to go. And I'll tell you why I say that. So right now, those of you who are watching us on Facebook Live or even watching the replay of this on Facebook Live, you have to sit in front of your computer or your device and you have to look at your computer or your device while you're paying attention to the show. Which means that that's pretty much all you can do is look at your computer or your device while you're paying attention to the show. Those of you who are listening to the podcast right now, then there's a lot of people listening to the live podcast. It's just amazing the number of people who still turn to the podcast. But those of you listening to the podcast, you could be driving your car. You could be in the subway, on a train. You could be doing cardio. You could be doing all sorts of stuff while you're paying attention to the show. I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to be wrong, but I still think that from a convenience factor and an on-demand factor, the audio podcast will always be superior to video. What do you think of that, Rob? Rob doesn't hear anything I'm saying. Rob, you don't hear me. Oh, this is wonderful. I don't know what to make of this. He said he's lost me. I'm trying to figure out what could have gone wrong.
I can hear you now.
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't do anything. But it's okay. You know what? You didn't hear my dissertation about audio versus video, so let's just forget that. Let's move right on to the blueprint tip of the day. How's that sound?
Fantastic. So the tip of the day has to do with matching your training to your diet. So recently I've been really hitting on all cylinders, right? Insofar as moving some big weights in the gym for me anyway. And I made the point a few weeks ago that it was due to all of the little things that I talked about, consistently that added up to big results. This week, I'd like to speak to a couple of heavy hitters and show you how matching your training to your diet, is done and you know, how to reap big results from it. So I'd like to discuss a little bit about how one feeds the other for max gains. So I'll take diet first. You know, as I've stated before, I'm using Dr. DePasquale's anabolic diet, which calls for high fat, moderate and high protein, and very low carbs Monday through Friday. Saturday, Sunday, you turn it around, you carb load, and you can really feel it. It's not uncommon for me to add up to 10 pounds every weekend. And believe you me, you can feel it. It's the difference between a dry and a wet sponge that's been saturated with water. Yes, the muscles are a lot fuller and rounder come Monday, which brings us to training. In addition to my body weight work, I've been moving, for me, some really big weights lately. I've really been working hard on my cardio too. But I have to tell you, those additional 10 pounds make my body weight movements and running on Monday almost impossible. You know, you can go ahead and try it. Hang a 10-pound plate around your neck and try chinning, dipping, or running. It's absolutely brutal. So accordingly, I place my heaviest lifts, box squats, you know, other lower body movements, on Monday and or Tuesday. Wednesday for me is usually a rest day where I'll usually just do cardio or some work for my calves and abs. By the time Thursday rolls around, I have usually lost most of the weekend weight, and it is then that I'll perform some of the less demanding body weight moves, like wall walks or gorilla push-ups. Friday, I'm at my lightest, and make the most of that by performing the more demanding body weight movements like chins, one-arm push-ups, dips, etc., and using that method of tying your training to your diet, I've hit PRs virtually every time I've set foot in the gym. So, you know, a couple of notes. In addition to keeping carbs low Monday through Friday, I also practice intermittent fasting. So it's no food or at most a protein drink up to around 3 o'clock. Then I train fasted, and immediately after training, I'll have my high fat, moderate protein, low carb dinner. Saturday and Sunday, it's a free for all. I love my sweets and I make the most of it. One thing you'll notice though is this on that carb load. All of those carbs make you awful lethargic. At least they do me. By the time the weekend is over, I am looking forward to not eating during the day and dropping the carbs. So a return to intermittent fasting and low carbs really isn't difficult for me. A future blueprint bulletin is going to go into much greater depth on this topic, because matching your training to your diet is immensely powerful. You know, it'll also go into detail about how to match certain supplements to your diet and training, something I've likewise been experimenting with for a long time. Let's put it this way. There is a lot that you can do with a wide open blood-brain barrier, plus the storage effects on the weekend of insulin, doubly so when one is feeding the other. So if your goals are size and strength, there's no other strategy that'll deliver like this one. For one very simple reason, it systematically weaves together the power of two fundamentals, training and diet. You want to make a big change to your appearance and performance? You know, you make a big change to one or all three of the fundamentals, training, diet, or rest. Doing that is infinitely more powerful than adding a new supplement or some weird herb from deepest, darkest Africa into the mix. And it won't be long before you reap the benefits. Dr. DePasquale, if memory serves, was working in 1995 with, I think, Leo Costa's company, OTS, Optimum Training Systems.
Possibly, I don't know.
And they were very big on something very similar. If you've never done this before, if you've never attempted to match your training to your diet and vice versa, you really owe it to yourself to do it. It won't be a month before you see some big, big changes in a good way.
So today I didn't train yesterday and I'm not training today, because I haven't slept well the past couple nights, which is no mystery for a lot of people. So I'm fasting today. Yesterday I didn't fast. I actually ate really well yesterday because I trained the day before. I trained back the day before. So I ate well the day I trained back, and I ate well the day after I trained back. But
yeah.
I'm not training today. I'm not doing cardio. I'm not really doing anything. I'm sitting. I figure, what do I need a lot of calories in my body? I'm fasted right now. I haven't eaten yet this morning.
Yeah.
I'll probably eat after my show. And then maybe I'll eat one more time with Elisa tonight, and that's it. But I'll tell you what I am going crazy for. So I did a show the other day with Dr. Chris Masterjohn, and we were talking about different types of foods and we were talking about the vegan diet, blah, blah, blah. And so he says to me, one of the things that he loves is liverwurst. And when I was a kid, I used to love liverwurst. I loved it. I even to this day love pate and stuff like that. So I went out and picked up a pound. Unfortunately, it was Boar's Head, but I just ordered liverwurst from U.S. Wellness Meats. They have a fantastic liverwurst. For those of you who don't know, liverwurst is pork hearts and pork liver and seasoning. And when people ask, like this fellow just asked about anabolic foods, okay? Beef and pork are the most anabolic foods you can eat. In fact, you just have to look back at the Queen of England and the King of England. There's a reason why the guards that guarded the royal castle were called beef eaters. Because that's what they ate all the time was beef. And they were the biggest and strongest of the warriors that they had. And they guarded the castle for that reason.
Right.
Beef has been well known to build muscle. In fact, I've talked about this on the show before. Beef is the only food that you could eat for every meal, every day, for the rest of your life and not develop a nutrient deficiency. Beef has iodine in it. Beef has vitamin C in it because cows make their own vitamin C. Beef has everything in it that you need. It has hemi-iron in it, the only iron that actually is absorbed right through the gut. So when you talk about anabolic foods, they really are beef, but interestingly enough, also pork. Pork has a higher creatine level than beef. So with that being said, I have had a Jones. I've been eating a pound of liverwurst every single day. I got to tell you something. But Rob, it goes down without any problem. I don't feel bloated or full after I eat it. In fact, I probably could eat a second pound if I wanted to. I got to tell you something. I see a change in my body. I see a change in my body.
That's great info. There's one other thing I need to ask you, and I'm certain this will help the listeners too. Dr. DePasquale has made the point that keeping carbs low, even after the workout, extends the anabolic window.
Yes.
Did he go into any greater detail on that or give some pointers as to what he's referring to?
Yes. Workouts, insulin,
I'm having
a
scoop of Thrive and coconut milk until such time as I get home, and then I can eat a sit-down low-carb meal.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I'm just curious what the premise is. You know, does he feel insulin somehow stops?
Yes.
The muscle growth.
That's exactly it. Rob, you can't hear
me. Or otherwise,
Rob can't hear me.
Propose going about it.
Rob cannot hear me right now. Rob, you can't hear me, can you? Can you hear me, Rob? Yeah. I can hear the dog.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hold on. So let me answer this question for the people who can hear both sides of us. Dr. DePasquale said that insulin shuts the anabolic window. Insulin shuts it. So the idea of having a high-carb meal post-workout literally shuts the anabolic window sooner. If you keep insulin low, it keeps the anabolic window open longer. So, yes, you will build more muscle throughout the day if you don't spike insulin. Did you hear anything I just said, Bob? No. Rob can't hear anything. Boy, this Facebook Live sucks. I got to tell you something. I am not doing Facebook Live anymore. I'm done with it. You can hear that, huh? You can hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Let me just repeat it real quick. Yes, you're right. Insulin shuts the anabolic window. Keeping insulin low but steady prolongs the anabolic window, causing a spike. Yeah, you got that anabolic window, but then it's done. So Morrow said that not having a high-carb meal post-workout is beneficial. Eating several small meals that do not spike insulin is more anabolic than having your 80 grams of dextrose and 40 grams of whey protein post-workout. Yes, you're right.
Wow,
insulin.
That's really, that could be a game changer for a lot of people because not only will they grow better, but certainly fat oxidation will be better.
Yeah.
I
definitely believe it too. I don't eat a high carb meal post-workout. I don't. I eat high protein, high fat, and I always have.
Right.
I think that's all we got. I'm done with Facebook Live. I don't know about you, but I think we just go back to the old fashioned way because we have so many people listening live right now on the podcast. And the Facebook Live thing is just a disaster. Your audio is coming in and out. The bandwidth is an issue. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't think anybody will miss my ugly mug.
You know what? And again, my argument before, you couldn't hear me. When people listen to the audio podcast, they could be doing cardio. They could be driving in their car, paying attention to the road. They could be on the subway traveling. If you're going to do the Facebook Live or even the replay, you've got to sit there in front of some screen and look at it. You can't, right. You can't be doing cardio, or maybe you can if you're on a stationary bike or something like that, but you can't be driving your car. You know, I just feel like the podcast is so much more convenient than video. And I predict that a lot of the listeners prefer the podcast over video anyway. That's just my opinion.
Quite possibly so.
All right. Well, that's all we have today. If you have questions for Rob, you can send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. How else can people reach out to you, Rob?
You can email me at rob@coachrobregish.com. And certainly my Facebook page, I will entertain any questions and answer them to the best of my ability. So if you got Blueprint Power Hour questions, though, you can also send them, correct, to Superhuman?
Yeah. On air at superhumanradio.net. Did I say .com? Somebody poked me in the eyes. Now.
No, you said .net.
.net. Oh, on air at superhumanradio.net. The website is superhumanradio.net. I'm brainwashed. Okay, that's all we've got for today. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. And thank you today, Dr. Coach Rob Regish. Okay?
Thank you.
Mañana.